Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Childress, you ready to get down on some food here in a little bit?
I cannot wait.
Bada Bing Pizza on Woodruff Road, and we can let you know it is 1-1 in the World Cup final or semifinal right now between England and Croatia, and it's going to be a fast and furious 30 minutes.
Is there an extra time?
Odds that this thing ends up in PKs.
So Croatia is the first team since 1990 to win two consecutive games on PK. So they've won their last two games in a shootout. So we could be having a third one today, which would be, you talk about pressure, Sturge, with all the people watching, your whole country behind you. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people are watching this game right now. Man, the pressure is so big, so big.
Well, think about it. I mean, is we're here at Bada Bing, owned by the great Heart of Felix family. You know, go take a little delve there. There's some Greek in that background, okay,
yep,
as well as some Italian. There's not enough alcohol, or excuse me, there's not enough beer in London to get these English fans through the night if they actually pull off this win and then move on and face the French.
Yes.
We're going to have a little fun with that here in the next segment as well. I mean, but can you imagine England versus France in the finals of the World Cup? It's got a chance of another little border war breaking out with that 12-mile, John across the water there. But
yep,
it's going to be interesting. We'll keep you updated on this game. But, again, we're here at Bada Bing Pizza, 1860 Woodruff Road. We're going to give you the specials and things as we go through the day. Listen, it is authentic New York-style pizza. There's no other way to say it. We're here once a month. We love the Heart of Felix family, but it is authentic New York style pizza. That means it's thin. Great crust, great topping, freshest toppings. You also got cheese steaks, chicken parmesan sandwiches, a wide variety of salads. So go ahead, get on out here. Once a month we're out here on this side of town, Mark. We made it easier on you today before you roll into vacation tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Because you're starting to mentally check out because I heard this nasty rumor. I did Sports Talk's most decent producer wrong a couple hours ago. I heard this nasty rumor when I was leaving physical therapy this morning, which, by the way, Justin, if you're listening, I hate you right now. there might be a golf game with Diesel involved and Childress tomorrow, and if this thing doesn't end up on Facebook Live at some point, we are all going to be upset
happened
about
was,
it.
Childress has had to bow out
yeah,
of this
Childress got scared.
Match for tomorrow.
Childress got scared
yes.
and had to bow out. But I can tell
man,
you, Sturge.
There's so many possibilities.
It's gonna happen soon. It's gonna happen soon, Diesel. You know that. I can't wait.
I can tell you, Sturge, that I did bring my driver out. I did go to Bada Bing for lunch today because I knew that you would rub it in my face that you were at Bada Bing. So I went ahead and jumped the gun, and I got Bada Bing for lunch today, and it was fantastic. And that place was packed at lunch.
Yes.
Yeah, they do some major business at lunchtime.
Yeah, because they got great specials like two New York slices in your drink for $6, a New York slice in your drink for just $3.99. And listen, dude, these are like where you literally look at it, New York, and you fold the crust up. You know what I mean? And that's how a good thin crust pizza should be truly eaten, a New York style pizza, and that's what you're going to get here. And listen, you can get the 24-inch pie here. That'll shut your whole family up for the rest of the night. Two Sicilian slices, $6.99. Listen, as Diesel was saying, a great place to get in here and get a Bada Bing bang for the buck when it comes to your dining dollar at lunchtime. So, all right. Well, Anna, and of course, come say hey to the bride. We know her as Heart of Felix. She told me her new name. We're just going to remember her as Anna Heart of
we'll
Felix.
Call her Anna.
Yeah, exactly. So, some things we're going to get into today. You ready to have a little fun?
Absolutely.
All right. You know, next week's media days, we get into it. Last night, I had the opportunity, it doesn't happen very often, to have dinner with my wife. Just two of us.
Very nice.
talking about some stuff. They were there finishing up the siding on the expansion today because, yeah, Cheapskate Sturge was like, nobody's going to notice it's not brick back there, you know, because the rest of them are. So, you know, it was a chance to kind of, okay, let's finish this off, this and that and the other. And I don't know, we got to talking about Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we're going to try to get down there in October for the Missouri game. It's the only weekend that the schedules between Clemson and Bama mesh, and that's the only weekend off. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
We were talking about this yesterday. You got to support your boys. Yep.
So that brought up, what can we do today here on the show, you know, a little bit? We're going to have Sigma Chi University of Alabama Day here on Straight Up with Sturge.
Oh, boy. What does this mean?
That means the 437, Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN Radio, Freddie and Fitz at night.
Yes, he's great.
Ian Fitzsimmons is a Sigma Chi from the University of Alabama, about 5 years behind me.
Okay.
All right. At 537, Brad Edwards, remember, he made his name is the old BCS guru before we went to the, and does the Saturday college football show and a lot of other things. Of course, as soon as the rankings are out with the college football playoff, he's on ESPN doing the TV stuff and all. He's also a Sigma Chi from the University of Alabama.
Was he with you there?
Nope.
Or
both of them were about 4 or 5 years behind me, and they were like, we were a pledge class that lived in infamy for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I was about to say, probably plenty of stories we
can't
talk about.
Nothing to do with
air.
Highest GPA, most student senator. They were like, we heard stories about y'all. They like started to try to aim higher after we came through.
Okay.
So, again, we got some questions when it comes to Tuscaloosa for them, as well as things going on ahead of SEC Media Days next week. It's going to be a little bit SEC heavy today, okay?
Because that sounds great.
Dan Mullen's popping off, making you go, really? Dude, you just left the SEC West. Sorry you can't love your new wife that much this fast, all right? Other things we're going to get into, some questions that I kind of look at heading into SEC Media Days in Atlanta. That's the big key with this thing next week. Also, in the final hour, we could talk a little bit of college basketball. It looks like there's trouble again at Kansas and Maryland when it comes to the FBI investigation. Some news, Louisville players from 2012 just did the middle finger the NCAA. They're taking them to court to try to get their championship back. And then, you know, what's the biggest issue in football, whether it's really high school, college, or the NFL? What is the hot button topic not pertaining to our national
anthem? I was
about
to say, kneeling or concussions?
No.
It's got to be concussions.
Concussions.
Yep.
So everybody's wondering what we're going to do moving forward to limit this. And I'm sorry, I've always maintained Mark Childress. The guys that invented the game of football back in 1892 in that first game played between Rutgers and Princeton.
Nice.
Never envisioned 6'6", 340-pound offensive linemen playing the game of football. And Diesel's smarter than me. You're smarter than the – because you graduated Furman. You know, it's by process of elimination. We'll figure out where two and three.
Do we put App State above Alabama or below? That's the question.
You know what? We go in for when it comes to
academia,
not alphabetical order. We go number one. There. How about that? But women's soccer, actually a bigger issue when it comes to concussions than the game of football can even think about right now.
Wow.
I was stunned to read this story. And what are they going to do? How do we eliminate it? So those are hot button topics that you're going to hear moving forward. And of course, in the final hour, a little bit of Major League Baseball is your Atlanta Braves. They're getting tired. They need this All-Star break. And I'm not sure they need four of their players out there playing in the All-Star break. They need some rest. That is a tired-looking baseball team right now.
The pitching's been getting them. We had some bad starting pitching on the road trip. A terrible night in the bullpen again last night. The Braves have had, you know, I think four of their last six games, they've had an inning where they've given up at least four runs to the opposition. You're not going to win many games that way. Braves only have a handful of games left before the All-Star break. They need to turn it around. They're at home. Need a big win tonight against the Blue Jays.
All right. Here's the deal. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. But we're going to have a little bit of fun in the next segment, not pertaining to my fraternity situation.
Yes.
There's only few opportunities when it comes to sports talk radio to delve into something that we will literally delve into when we come back. But let's give you an update. They are at the 106-minute mark, so that means they are – Ooh, we almost had a goal there, Diesel. That means we are halfway through extra time, and it remains tied 1-1, England and Croatia. And like I said, you said earlier, Croatia advancing the last two games on penalty kicks. This has got PKs written all over it.
It's starting to feel that way. Croatia, you just can't shake them. They would be the second smallest country ever to advance to the finals were they to win. So this would be just an epic run from this team that just can't. They won't go away. You can't shake them. They win them late again and again.
Do you like it when Diesel brings a topic to the show? Is it?
Yeah, he's usually coming at things. I like Diesel because he comes at things from a very different angle and perspective than I do most of the time. So he challenges me a lot with the topics that he brings. So, yes,
right.
I like it.
Which means he's right, you're wrong, and don't mess with it, right?
I think the other way around, maybe we're talking
but
past each other.
He actually hit us up yesterday toward the end of his show going, dude, you need to check this out. And it's a really interesting situation. I thought UAB, they kind of survived that nasty road that they had to navigate. I think Bill Clark is one of the up-and-coming coaches in college football, and the fact that he stayed there and showed some loyalty to an institution that showed none to him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then gets them to a bowl game last year in his first year back. And, you know, some people may have be picking them for a division when it comes to Conference USA this year. Just goes to show you, we were talking yesterday, Texas and Texas A&M, the only two programs in college athletics with more than $200 million in revenue. Well, there is a have versus have-nots when it comes to college athletics, and we'll get into that because my question to you and to Diesel and to our listeners would be, have James Madison and New Mexico State and Montana actually figured it out?
It's a great slot to be in. You're playing for the national championship just about every season. You're winning them. You're finishing in the top two, top four. You get those extra home games. They're packing out their stadiums that are smaller stadiums. I think it's a great sweet spot to be in. Instead of spending all that extra money to get up to Division One, the bottom of that part of the FBS is not a great place to be right now, it seems like.
Especially when it's still a facilities race, even
yes.
at that level. That's one of the things that UAB's finally going to get is their own home football stadium because, my God, Legion Field.
So, Sturge.
Never say never. Go ahead, Deez.
Let me ask you this. Did Idaho get it right by dropping back down to FCS?
Yes.
Yeah,
but here's the deal. I don't think they had any other option. They were limited. I mean, it was like they've been kicked and tossed out of their conferences,
right.
And it was like, well, crap, Big Sky or nothing for us, and Big Sky's an FCS division.
Their only conference. Other option was to somehow talk their way into the Mountain West, and that wasn't going to happen. As bad as their football program was, they were not talking their way into the Mountain West. And you know, I know a lot of – because I read the message boards on the Sun Belt side, and I know how upset Idaho fans were for the longest time as soon as this announcement came out. But I'm telling you what, man, that Big Sky Conference in FCS is a really good football conference. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think once they get – 3 to 5 years into it and their pride stops stinging a little bit, they're going to realize they're in a really good spot.
There, but then again, you wake up the next morning and you have to come to the reality that you're still in Pocatello, Idaho. The bad part about it is you're, 7 miles from Pullman, Washington, where Mike Leach is
right.
as well, and he's going to get all the pub. All right, so here's the deal. It's Bada Bing Pizza. Come in. Listen, we got spaghetti and meatballs with a salad, just $9.99. Again, a 24-inch pie, a 20-inch pie, lunch specials. Here, I love the fact they have their Omarosa rolls brought in straight from Philadelphia. You can't have a Philly cheesesteak unless you're putting it on a true Philly Omarosa roll. Those are the little details that it comes to with Bada Bing Pizza. Again, we're 1860 Woodruff Road. If you're cruising down, say, from the interstate toward your neck of the woods out toward the Five Forks area, on the right, Brewster's Ice Cream, you'll see it. We're in a little strip shopping center right there behind it. So come by and see us. We've got the prize wheel. Those guys are out there. Listen, if nothing else, come by and see these guys. It's hot out there. We're inside.
Yes, I'm so glad when I walked up that we were indoors.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, phone lines are open at 844-GSP-ESP. A little fun with the possibility of a France and England matchup Sunday in the World Cup final. So, Childress, we have a goal, not the goal that we want. Richmond Weaver picked Croatia. It is 2-1 Croatia, but there's still 12 minutes left in extra time as they continue on. Because imagine the possibilities on Sunday if it's France versus England the rest of the week of what it could entail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see?
What? He says they've already got one. Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Come on, dude.
Good pull. Good pull.
What else can you pull of Monty Python, Holy Grail? Diesel, there you go. Comment when it comes to a sports talk show.
That was perfect with England and France, but right now it's looking like it's going to be Croatia taking on France. Under 10 minutes left now in extra time with Croatia on top of England. 2-1.
Beautiful teamwork to get that goal a few minutes ago. Nice header and a way they finished it off. And like you were saying, you know, we're pretty fortunate. We've been up close and personal when it comes to sporting events. I agree with you. The Croatia guy that scored there was having a hard time processing what had just happened when it comes to the intensity of that moment.
Just with your whole country watching, again, Croatia would be the second smallest country ever to advance to the finals if they were to make it. And, man, they've been scrappy. You know, two penalty kick advancements in a row to get here, and England's going to have to pull a miracle out here in the last 10 minutes if they want to advance. France, of course, has been to the finals twice. They won it in 1998. They were runners-up in 2006 when Zinedine Zidane, his infamous headbutt was probably the big moment from that game that everybody remembers.
You know, people fail to realize, Mark, we're old enough because, again, we're going to get heavy in college football with Ian Fitzsimmons here in the next segment. You can follow him on Twitter, of course, at FitzESPN. We'll give you all that stuff from Freddie and Fitz show. But think about if Yugoslavia was still one country. How dominant they could have been in basketball, soccer, because what was Yugoslavia when we remember the 1984 Olympics? You remember everybody couldn't wait for the USA to go over and play in the Sarajevo Olympics coming off the 80s. It was Pat LaFontaine. And, of course, lost their first game. And it was like, oh, wow, what happened? But you think that's really three different countries that Yugoslavia is now morphed into, including Croatia.
Right. So they would be even better. I mean, but Croatia, this is the story of the World Cup at this point. The run Russia made was unbelievable, but, of course, they were the host country, and Croatia eliminated them in the last round. This would surpass that for sure, with Croatia being so small and unexpected to make it this far. So,
well, either way, they're drinking in London tonight.
Yes.
They may be drowned in some sorrows. The bad part is the guys over in, the hooligans that are attached with that, they might be hooligans because it's been, since 66 since the English have won.
Right.
And
it's the only time 90, they made the finals in 66.
90, yep. I think they made the semifinals, something along those lines. And here's the deal. This is it. After this week, you go on vacation. We meet up at ACC Media Days on Wednesday. No more of this soccer stuff, all right?
We won't have to talk about it again.
I gave you your month.
You've enjoyed it. You've been into the game today. You've been watching.
To be quite honest with you, it was a gift for us all right now. I mean, imagine how closely we would have followed it if the Americans were actually competing in this thing. So, I agree. It was a gift.
And so many of the favorites are out, Sturge. If USA would have made it, this would have been the type of year where the USA could have made that run, made it to the semifinals even. all the big names went out early. A lot of the teams that are, I mean, France is a great team. They would probably be one of the five teams expected to, but you had so many upsets and so many teams making it a round or two further than you thought. This is one we'll look back on 20 years from now and say coulda, shoulda, woulda for the U.S.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You want to know why I'm so appreciative here of this World Cup? Otherwise, you can tell that they got themselves in a bad situation when it came to paying some people too much. I mean, did you notice we've had competitive cornhole on the weekend when it comes to some of the ESPN programming?
Yeah. Have you watched any of that?
Hell no.
Come on, man. It's good. It's interesting.
It's like my buddies thought it's like I thought there was still a chance I could compete in the Olympics the first time I went to curling out at the pavilion. It took about 2 minutes to realize there's not a snowball's chance in you know where that I'm ever going to compete in the Olympics. And it looks so easy because it's on TV once every 4 years. It's not. And, competitive cornhole. I mean, it's one of those
guys are amazing. They're unbelievable.
But, you know, Diesel and I, do you remember the old Phil Hartman skit on Saturday Night Live, the all drug Olympics, and the guy pulls his arms off? Do you have the drunk league and the sober league? Because for people like Diesel, they get better the more beer that they get in their system. You know what I mean?
That's a great question. I've seen that guy interview. We ought to try to get him on here. I'm going to try to get him on here, Sturge, for you so you can make fun of the cornhole guy.
Hey.
But he's a really interesting guy. It's a very competitive league now. It's on ESPN. I got caught watching it one afternoon, and it's pretty fascinating. Those guys are amazing. Are they athletes, though? They're not athletes, are they? Is cornhole a sport or a game?
So that, you know, people ask, are golfers athletes? I'm like, now they are, thanks to Tiger Woods. Is it in the Fuzzy Zeller days where you see him having a beer and a cigarette?
Yeah.
And, you know, is there being interviewed after their round? Yeah, I mean, I guess hand-eye coordination. I mean, that begs the question. Are race car drivers athletes?
It seems like today they are. They seem like they take much better care of their bodies today, and that is a part of why they're successful. I think they're athletes. I wouldn't do that. What they do is unbelievable. If nothing else, I have a lot of respect for what they do. I wouldn't get in a car like that. It's crazy.
Is Sports Talk's most decent producer, are CrossFit athletes actually athletes?
I will say yes.
You better.
Yeah.
You better.
He's coming for me.
He can beat us up, both of us, at the same time. All right. What? The English are wanting a penalty kick, but it doesn't look like it's going to go their way as we are now down to roughly 3-4 minutes. And, again, they're pleading hard with that official to get some kind of call down there. But, again, it right now looks like it just may be Croatia and France. And, again, I was kind of looking forward to you talking about, even though they're European counterparts over there, the English and the French don't like each other to this day. The French will not acknowledge that if it weren't for the English and especially the Americans coming in, that they would have just been speaking German at this point. Whether I backpacked through Europe, done all the history tours and all that stuff, and you're talking about two countries that have to coexist. They're only 12 miles apart at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That, quite frankly, really don't like each other.
It would be – it's the finals, I think, that everyone wanted out of these two games would be the most interesting matchup. Croatia-France would be very unexpected final for sure, and Croatia will be huge underdogs if they were to hold on and win today.
All right, so again, coming up on the show next, Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN Radio, at Ian Fitz ESPN when it comes to his Twitter account. Listen, we're going to talk some upcoming SEC football, maybe relive a couple of glory days when it comes to our college careers. Who knows? So, again, that's coming up. We're live at Bada Bing Pizza here, 1860 Woodruff Road. Lots of specials going on. And, listen, you can't go wrong with just good, authentic style, Bronx, New York-style pizza. That means thin, fold it in half, and get busy with it. And, of course, we're located right here, 1860 Woodruff Road. The phone number is 234-1515. Get by, spin the prize wheel. As we get closer to football, listen, a lot of cool stuff out there, tickets and a whole lot more. We'll come back here to Bada Bing with Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN Radio. So, Childress, I know Ian Fitzsimmons of ESPN Radio is watching the end of this soccer match right here. As we just, what are you going to do there? The dude just kicked it straight at your head. You're going to put your hands up in defense of it. And, Ian, we can watch this here at the end together. I'm really upset with the potential to not run Monty Python clips the rest of the week by not getting England and France. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to the 2018 version of the Anglo-French War, kind of brought back, you know, into the mainstream. They've been fighting that thing since the 1200s. Might as well crank it back up again. But looks like Croatia is going to prevail here. It seems like an eternity since England actually scored, and that's it. Ball game done. So
yep,
there we go,
it.
Man.
Two to
no
one.
Anglo-French
wow.
War.
What an upset.
Croatia moves on. Cole Kublik is thrilled.
All right, well, let's. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so here's the deal. I reached out to you and another fraternity brother of yours at the time and Brad Edwards. We're going to have a little fun today with some SEC stuff. But, Ian, give us a – you know, you and Freddie Coleman have been so good to us. Y'all come on after us. What's it like working with that legend of the radio business?
Freddie, pain in the butt. I'm just kidding, man. He's awesome, man. You know, he's been in that time slot for, good gosh, now, what, 15 years? Mm-hmm. So, now Freddie's awesome to work with, especially his basketball knowledge. I mean, the NBA is I'm a fan. I'm not a student of that game. He is a fan and a student of the game. So, when it comes to, especially this time of year, an NBA free agency and with all the moves that are made, you know, he's a blast to work with because, his knowledge of that game is, he studies it, you know, a lot more than I do. So when it comes to the NBA, especially this time of year, he's a blast to work with.
Hey, Ian, Mark Childress here. Thanks for joining us today. Your area of expertise is college football. So what are you thinking in the ACC and in the SEC? Are we going to see Clemson, Alabama part four this year? It seems like that's where we're headed. Is that where we're headed in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, on Alabama, Terrell Lewis, that's a huge, huge loss for Alabama. He's not a household name yet, but he was going to be a household name. He was their best edge pass rusher by far, in my opinion. You know, he's 24, was just an absolute beast, and he only played four games last year. But when he was on the field, because he missed most of the season with that elbow injury, you could tell in the Georgia game, especially that big sack on Jake Fromm late in the game, you know, he was just starting to get his legs back. And I was over there for A-Day and talking to coaches, other players, guys that have graduated that I know well, like Minka Fitzpatrick, Rashawn Evans. Rashawn Evans was very proud of Dylan Moses, who he has passed down that number 32 to Dylan Moses. Dylan asked him if he could wear that number. One of the guys that was worthy of wearing it was going to be, Terrell Lewis. And Lewis, Rashawn told me, is just an absolute freak on the edge, a student of the game. He was going to be a household name by November, and that's a massive, massive loss on it. For an Alabama defense, it only has three starters coming back. But when it comes to Clemson, guys, you know, their front four will all go, in my opinion, the first two rounds. Look at it, man. I mean, nobody talks about Austin Bryant. That dude wearing seven is a freak. Everyone talks about, Christian and Lawrence and look, man, that entire front is a distinct possibility that all four go in the first two rounds, at the worst three rounds. They don't have any quarterbacks there at Clemson, right? None. I mean, zero. And if you don't get sarcasm,
some guy
stop listening. I mean, they are deep, deep, loaded. I mean, absolutely loaded. Clemson is, to me, the easy favorite in the ACC.
So let me ask you this before we get into a little different questions with you, as we're joined by Ian Fitzsimmons. Follow him on Twitter at Ian Fitz ESPN, partners with Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, and a whole lot more. Our buddy Bill Bender with the Sporting News. I love him. Hung out with him the last few years, when it comes to these semifinals and championship games. He's got Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State, rolling out Georgia this year. Does this get boring for other college football fans if it's the same five or six teams getting in, year out? Would that lead to expansion to the college football playoff?
Well, first of all, I think it should be eight. I've always said it should be eight, and I wish it would be eight. but that's neither here nor there. It was hard enough to get four, so I'm not going to beg. But that same topic has come up recently when it comes to the aforementioned topic of the NBA with the Golden State Warriors. Yep. Is Golden State's dominance bad for the NBA? Shut the hell up. I mean, was the Chicago Bulls' dominance in the 90s bad for the NBA? Were the Lakers dominating the West, in the 80s, and the Celtics in the East bad for the NBA? No. Hell no. I mean, so when it comes to a cast of characters that are common denominator in the college football playoff, if you don't like it, I have a simple answer for you. Beat them. Get better.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, it's that simple. So you don't like it? Take care of business. And there's a couple teams that could oust a team like Alabama and keep them out of the playoff this year. The Big Ten, guys, you mentioned Ohio State there. There is no doubt in my mind when the first preseason polls come out, and key word there is preseason, right? But it gives us all a ton to talk about. And when the first preseason polls come out, USA Today, right, the coaches poll, the AP poll, go on down the list, Sporting News, all of them. There is going to be not one, still LeBron James here, right, going back to NBA, not two, not three, not four, five Big Ten teams in the preseason top 15. Five. The Big Ten is loaded, and I mean loaded. And one of the sleepers in the country, to me, is Michigan State. I mean, they've got, 19 starters back, including their quarterback, Brian Lewerke, who can make plays. They've got depth at running back. Yeah, their O-line's intact. D-line intact off a 10-win team last year. No one's talking about them. Nobody's talking about Texas in the Big 12, and nobody's talking about Florida in the SEC. Those are three teams to me, guys, that when all is said and done come December, you're going to look up going, how in the hell do they have 10 wins? And those are three teams that you're going to be wondering how, but they, look, they are going to fight you till hell freezes over, and they're going to fight you on the ice. And Texas is a contender in the Big 12. Big 10, man, I'm telling you, they are deep, and I do mean deep this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Whiskey now that they've got a quarterback that can actually throw the ball as well. But, all right, so here's
the
deal, Childress.
You went to right there. Yeah, Wisconsin's a college football playoff contender. No doubt in my mind.
All right, so here's the deal, Childress. So let's set this up real quick.
Yep.
When Ian Fitzsimmons was a Sigma Chi at Alabama back in the day, we had a fraternity house at the end of the what they called New Row at the time. It was a stupid argument that went on campus all the time. So now the Iota house at Alabama, it's ridiculous. It's like $3 million. There's not an inch of grime in the house. Therefore, it can't be a fraternity house, in my opinion. So Ian Fitzsimmons, I've got three questions pertaining to the University of Alabama in the Sigma Chi house. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, and by the way, disclaimer, I did get thrown out with most of my pledge class in 1990, but go ahead. Fire away, here, Beth. Here we go.
There might have been an Edwards deal in that situation. All right. So best band that you ever heard in the big party room, and quite frankly, how late was it when you were leaving?
It was the Dave Matthews Band after I was initiated. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Dave Matthews Band, that one, played in the big party room, and then the next night they played at the old train station where I was a bartender. It was my second sophomore year at Alabama, and I pretty much shut that damn joint down. I think the newspaper showed up when I was going to bed. It got thrown on the doorstep, right, when I was finally seeing the back of my eyelids. So, yeah, Dave Matthews Band, easily the best and biggest band that I saw in the party room at the old Sigma Chi house.
All right. I remember leaving to a band called New Potato Caboose. It was 6 a.m. The sun was coming up. The birds were flying in the tree, and the band was still on stage downstairs. All right. Let's go back. Think. What was your go-to place in Tuscaloosa when it came to a delivery order?
That's a tough one, man. It was Tuts with that turkey sub with that, like, the Italian dressing, and you had to get the dressing on the side or else the sub would get kind of soggy because all the drivers were blazing their heads off and listening to widespread panic. So they would kind of get, like, fall asleep at a traffic light here or there. And then Chang's. Remember Chang's? Chang's would deliver some halfway decent Chinese food. We're not sure whether it was food or not, but man, at about 2 a.m., he could dominate, get a three-point stance and dominate some change or some touch.
Yep. I had a roommate that worked at Wings and Things, so I ate that way too much because it was free.
Yeah, I forgot about Wings and Things, man. It turned into Buffalo Phil's, right? Yeah, I remember that joke.
That is it. All right, final question. Here's two. You get the choice. Do you want the A question or the B question? The other one will be left to Brad Edwards in the next hour.
Well, which one is more incriminating?
The A question.
Give me the A question. I'll take care of Brad.
All right, come on. We'll give you both of them. Ever make out with a pledge on the steps at Tutwiler?
Hell yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. This was 16 floors of sorority pledges, Mark Childress.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. The B question.
I'll even give you her name, man. It was Ellie McCulloch was the first one. Absolutely.
All right.
I tried to
All
find
right.
my way up
the
B back
question,
steps, man. I couldn't quite get up there. Next.
I know. Yep. All right. The B question was pass out or puke at the pajama party maze?
Both.
Yes. This is my hero, Mark Childress, man.
Both.
All right.
The pajama party maze, for people who don't know, it's a maze the pledges had to build in the back of that same party room where I saw Dave Matthews. You could use nothing but cardboard and duct tape. And you had to build an entire maze that was, good gosh, what, like 20 by 20? I mean, it was massive. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, if you were overserved back in the day, they wouldn't allow us to do this in this day and age. That along with pledge football. Full contact, no pads. All you had was a mouthpiece and cleats and a jock strap. And more people went to the hospital than went to the party afterward for whichever team won the game. But, yeah, those are two things that could never happen again. Pledge football for like $1,000 and kegs on the line. We beat the ATOs, so it was 12-7. And then, four guys went to the hospital, including myself. The maze in the party room. That ain't never happening again, either one of them. No shot.
Yeah. All right. Listen, man, have fun with Freddie tonight. Thanks for all you do. And listen, we'll get serious about college football next time around. Thanks for playing along, and really appreciate you.
And hope, babe. See you, man.
All right. See, Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN Radio. No joke. All right, real quick. In my pledge class, we challenged Delta Tau Delta, $2,500 and 5 kegs in the pledge football game. There's a fight of 50 people between the Sigma Chi pledge class and the Delta Tau Delta pledge class at midfield in the third quarter. I mean, it was absolutely outrageous. Open phones, 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, welcome back in. We're live at Bada Bing Pizza here on Woodruff Road. And, I really had fun with Ian Fitzsimmons. You can imagine, you're hearing some of the stories. You were actually asking me some questions there during the break. We've got a short segment to the top of the hour. We'll have Brad Edwards at 5:37, the former BCS guru.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Of course, with ESPN. Also, Sigma Chi from the University of Alabama. Get where we went last night.
So, yes.
All right.
So what was the best band you saw in the big party room? I got that.
Yep.
I got the name of the party room.
Yeah, I was explaining.
At Alabama as a Sigma Chi. Yep.
We had two party rooms. We had the band room that held about 300, and we had a small party room that had a bar, a kegerator in it. That held, we usually three kegs in there any given time. TV to go, watch the football game, stuff like that. So therefore, the designation small party room, big party room.
Did they have a color TV when you were in school? Or
yes, okay, they did. But that. You know what? It was still you had to go out there and twist the knob to change.
No,
the
no remote.
It was like from 1968. Best band that I ever saw in the big party room at the Sigma Chi house at the University of Alabama, Blues Traveler.
Nice. Yeah, they were good.
Yep.
I think they're still together.
Yep. And you were making fun about the whole new potato caboose thing during the break, and you just got schooled.
I did. Well, I'm not a big Grateful Dead guy, so I didn't know that that was a Grateful Dead song, and then
we were
search engine and seeing all their greatest hits.
Much like what we try to do on this show, probably came from where I grew up from. And listen, 5.5 years down in Tuscaloosa with these guys, it warps you or shapes you for the rest of your life, depending on how you want to look at it. All right. But we had a little bit of everything. We had dead guys, you know, the deadheads that, oh, man, I'm moving to Boulder when I get out of school. We had guys like Diesel that wanted to rock and roll. We had a little bit of everything. There were a lot of fraternities down there that were, oh, dude, the only thing we're playing in here is widespread panic. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So Social Chairman had the worst job when he went to book bands because he was getting ready to get bitched out by 50% of the house. But how do you – the old saying applies, you can't please everybody all the time. So,
right.
I mean, Edwin McCain, we used to get him to come down and play. And
what, did Driving and Crying ever play
oh,
down there before
yes.
you did – so you knew Driving and Crying before you
them.
Did sound for them.
I met Driving and Crying through Burt Carroll, a band that I worked with in Tuscaloosa when I moved to Atlanta. And I mean, we all knew who Driving and Crying was, and yeah, that was Athens, Georgia. Yeah, and the thing is we all based it on where they were from. You know, Dave Matthews, Charlottesville, Virginia. New Potato Caboose, I was telling you about. Athens, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So widespread, all that's Athens, Georgia. You know, you could suck back in 1988, and if you had the name Athens, Georgia attached to your band name, it's like you got some credibility because REM and the
right.
B-52s and all that stuff. That was coming through. And do you realize this is like going in Diesel's one ear and out the other? Because we're talking music. He's probably.
Yeah, he's like, Ari,
thank
so
God
REM was probably too
young
too big.
To miss all of that.
See, I mean, dude, I think.
Who were the big bands at App State when you were there, Diesel? Who would you guys have in up there? What was the best band?
Well,
you
App
saw
State
while
booked
you were
a lot
State?
Of similar kind of artists. We'd book, let's see, George Clinton and P-Funk. They came a couple of times. They always sold the venue out. They Zoso, when Zoso was still selling out 1,000-seat venues. We had a venue on campus. University owned a venue on campus that was 1,000 standing room. And it had the coolest policy because it was university owned. They couldn't sell beer, but they had a BYOB six-pack policy. So you'd roll in, you'd get a little punch card, you just go up to the bar and get your beer.
Nice.
Think about things they can't do in 2018. You know what I mean? So now, Diesel, you know, App State did not, at least when I was in school and afterwards when I was doing the whole band thing, there wasn't a good bar in Boone to try to book a band into, stage-wise, PA-wise, whatnot, because a lot of our mantra, and it was what Dave Matthews and Driving and Crying and those bands did, they come and book a fraternity house on Friday night for $2,000, $2,500, and get the fraternity house completely messed up, having a blast till 3 a.m., relying on those guys to come to the Ivory Tusk the next night and pop $7 down on a on an entrance fee, you know,
yep.
cover charge. So there was always, that was a routine I tried to follow when I got into the music business later on down the line. So, all right, so when we come back, listen, this was brought to the table by Diesel. There is a case of the haves and the have-nots when it comes to college football. We thought UAB had navigated the scene and, hey, man, we're shutting down your football program. No, we're not. Here, come back. Well, guess what? 12 to 14 people found their jobs just being taken away here in the last couple of days, including a sports information director that I know, I'm talking literally one of the worst things I've heard in a while. But this is why, you know, we were asking the question, do James Madison, do Montana, does North Dakota State, do they all have it right trying to be a bigger fish in a small pond when it comes to FCS football? Well, wait until you hear this story from UAB. It's open phones. Don't forget, Brad Edwards from ESPN at 5:37 as we're live from Bada Bing Pizza on Woodruff Road.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.